Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. The meditation exercise is a very, very marvelous tool that permits the person who is really interested in coming back to the truth and who is really interested in, well, becoming well and doing things properly. Not to make a show for other people and not simply because the person wants to feel better or have less stress or something, but really honestly and truly is searching for answers. Those types of people can be found everywhere. They can be found among young people and among old people. They can be found in the regular workaday world. They can be found in prison, in many, many different places, all races, all nationalities. And no matter how low we as individuals have fallen in our life, and some of us have fallen very low, mostly because of anger, because of resentment, and because we didn't have people around us who had wisdom, who could guide us with wisdom. And we became resentful and angry, and we became very hostile, and we became angry at ourselves. Mostly we struggled with our own symptoms. And that's one of our mistakes, struggling with our own symptoms. And so for the time being, what I would like you to do is to put aside any concern about your symptoms and worries, and put aside your anxieties and your fears and your doubts and all of these things. Put them all aside for just a moment and focus upon the simple techniques that I'm about to give you for finding your way back to your own ground of being, your own center of dignity. Find a chair, a straight back chair, without arms, in which you can sit and put your feet flat on the floor and let your right arm hang by your side. And then follow my directions as carefully as you can. These directions are the result of over 15 years of experience in helping people in person, by phone, by mail, by the books I've written, and on the radio. Sit in a chair, put your feet flat on the floor, put your right hand by your side, and close your eyes. With your eyes closed, become aware of your hand hanging by your side. Notice your fingers. As you notice your fingers, they'll start to become a little bit tingly. Whenever we notice any part of our body, it'll become a little bit tingly. Notice your hand as it becomes tingly by your noticing it. And while you are aware of your hand, also notice a spot in the middle of your forehead, a spot about an inch above the brow line, right up in the middle of your forehead. Notice that spot right there. And as you're noticing that spot, also remain aware of your hand hanging by your side. Notice your hand. Become very, very aware of your hand. Notice how it's tingly. You actually know where your hand is without images. As you're looking at this out through the middle of your forehead, as if you were looking right out in space through the middle of your forehead with your mind's eye, you will notice that there are little particles of light as you look, as if you were in a cave, as if your mind were in a cave and you were looking toward the front of that cave, as if you were looking right out into space through the center of your forehead. You'll notice that it's, well, dark, but not completely dark. There are little tiny particles of light, little patterns of light. And as you do that, Also notice your hand hanging by your side. Continue to be aware of your hand hanging by your side. An easy way to be aware of your hand is to notice your fingers one by one. Become aware of your thumb. Notice your thumb. Notice that your thumb exists. Feel your thumb. Notice your first finger. Notice your second finger. Notice your third finger. Notice your fourth finger. Notice your thumb again. Notice your first finger. Notice your second finger. Notice your third finger. Continue being aware of your hand by noticing your fingers. At the same time, as if you were looking right out through the middle of your forehead, notice that your hand has become tingly. And you can extend the awareness of your hand to your other hand. You can notice your hands if you like, both hands. Notice your feet if you like, also. Eventually your whole body may become tingly. Just a little warm and tingly feeling. Continue being aware of your hand. As you're aware of your hand, also notice the spot in the middle of your forehead. As if you were looking right out into space through the middle of your forehead. Be very, very aware of your hand. Notice your hand. Now, as you're noticing your hand, sometimes a thought may make its approach. A thought about something that you have to do, or something that you did yesterday, or a face or an image, or something will come along. And it will place itself between you and the awareness of your hand. When a thought comes along, simply notice that thought. That's all. Simply notice it. Then as you notice it, you'll notice that it'll tend to dissolve. Observation of our thoughts without being lost in them. When we're standing back and observing them, as you are doing now by being aware of your hand and aware of the spot in the middle of your forehead, as if you're looking out into space, as if you were in a cave and looking forward through the middle of your forehead, and you can see little patterns of light, and you're aware of your hand, then the thoughts will make their approach. Notice the thought. Don't struggle with it. Simply notice it. And as you notice it, the noticing of it will tend to dissolve it. In other words, you now have the power to dissolve unwanted thoughts. Some of the thoughts will rise and will tend to carry you away with them. You know how you can get lost in a daydream, in a pipe dream, or reminiscing about the past or planning the future. And as you'll get carried away with the thought, and then all of a sudden you'll notice that you've been carried away with the thought. And the moment you notice that you were carried away with the thought, then suddenly you won't be carried away with the thought anymore. You'll be back in the present. You'll be back in the present moment. Remain aware of your hand. Notice your hand. Become very, very aware of your hand hanging by your side. This is the meditation exercise. It teaches you how to be in the present moment. In the presence, in the present moment. It teaches you how to get in touch again with your body. And it teaches you how to observe in a very special way. A way that gives you a little bit of detachment, so you're not so lost in things anymore, especially lost in images. One of our problems is that we become lost in our imagination. When we get lost in our imagination, we tend to go into there and worry and plan and scheme. There are no real answers there, and any answers that might appear are not good answers. So therefore, you must learn to stand back from thought and observe thought, and that's exactly what you have just learned to do. It's very important to practice this exercise. First thing in the morning when you get up, you know, go and find a chair and sit in a chair. Practice the exercise for a few minutes if you can. 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever you can. Simply sitting quietly in the present and observing thought. Thoughts will arise, and then simply observe them, that's all. And being aware of your hand, that's the main thing. Being aware of your hand and looking out through the middle of your forehead as if you were looking out into space and observing the little particles of light. When I say particles of light, I mean little, very, very delicate patterns. It's not completely dark. It's not completely black as you look out, as if you were in a cave looking through the middle of your forehead. It's not completely black. It's not pitch black. They're little delicate particles of light. And as you notice those little particles of light, you also be aware of your hand. Practice the meditation first thing in the morning. Practice it in the evening before you go to bed for a few minutes if you can. And in the middle of the day, if you can find a little time to practice the meditation. If you can, find a straight back chair and sit in the chair. Use the tape which I have given you, or use the CD, or use this which you have downloaded to listen to guide you in the first few times. Then later you'll be able to practice the meditation for yourself. Each time it'll be fresh. Each time it'll be like you're doing it for the first time. It's a way of communing with yourself, with your body, and with the presence of the light. God sends us light by which we can see and by which we can know wordlessly. And our problem has been, and your problem has been, that you've gotten lost in your imagination. You've fallen away from the light of God, and you've fallen into the dark light of your imagination. The answer now is not to struggle with thought, which we all have done, or try to push thought under the table, or try to blank thought. The answer is to observe the thought. If you find yourself getting carried away with a thought, then all of a sudden you'll just notice that you were carried away, and you'll be back in the present again. You may now stretch, open your eyes, and enjoy the beautiful day. I'd like to give you a couple of little tips to help you as you go out into the world. The meditation exercise, when practiced properly, will give you a sense of objectivity, of being a little bit distant to people, places, and things. And in the past, you've been too caught up. You've tended to become involved, too caught up in words, caught up in excitements, caught up with people and their intrigues, caught up with plans and schemes and study and all manner of things. You got lost in them. And when you got lost in them, you forgot who you were. And you forgot to have understanding. See? And when something became too important, if you played tennis or played a game and it became too important, what happened? You got caught up in it and you lost understanding. And sometimes you became, well, you might have become cruel. Winning became too important. Or you might have gotten bummed out when you lost. No more now. Learn to stand back. Learn to observe, see, with a little bit of distance. As you go out in the world, you can still be friends with people and do business and do all the things, be a mom and a dad and a brother and a sister and a citizen, but now just with a little bit more distance, a little bit less emotional. See, you're a little closer to the light, which gives you understanding, by which you can see and know and realize things. This meditation will give you that little distance, so you'll be less emotional, and you'll be able to realize. Realizing is different than simply knowing, or simply hearing, or simply reading, or simply thinking. Realizing is different than thinking. Realizing is seeing in the light, wordlessly. And then, of course, realizing can become thinking, see? And realizing can become words as you express what you realize. But for the most part, realizing is simply realizing, simply seeing and knowing, being grateful to know. You go out in the world, you'll see how people are lost, how they're confused. You'll see all the mistakes they make. In the past, you resented them. You looked to people for guidance, and you found out they had feet of clay, and they misled you. You looked for them to be strong. Maybe your dad, you wanted him to be strong and noble, but he was weak, and he failed you, as all fathers have failed you. And maybe your mom, she was resentful toward her husband, and she was angry, and she was lost and out of control. Other people, you found out they were not honest, or they were phony, or they pretended to know but they really didn't know. Now you must see all these people and not hate them, not resent them, not look to them for love and for guidance. Now you can find love and guidance within, from the light of God who brings light and also warmth. Practice your meditation. See, learn to observe people and overlook their faults and their shortcomings and their wrongs. Yes, if they're wrong, see that they're wrong. See the wrong, see the error, but don't hate the person for it. Don't resent them. Don't judge them for it. Everything you need will come to you from within, in the same way that a beaver knows how to build a dam and a bird knows how to build its nest. Animals have instincts. You can have intuition, which is from the good Lord, and can guide you from within. Okay, there's a lot of sorting out to do, so be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day. Take it easy. Be content to have the joy, the sheer joy of doing this little meditation and going out into the world and having now more patience with people instead of becoming angry and upset at them. Okay? All right. Very good. This is going to be the end now of this little practice session. And listen to it again and again, if you will. You can also practice to maintain the meditative stance or the meditative attitude where you're a little bit distant and not so easy to upset and not so reactive. And eventually you'll become not reactive at all. You'll begin to have patience and understanding and kindness and long-suffering and creativity and all the wonderful virtues that come to pass, that come from God, from the light of God, that will come to you by practicing this little meditation and by wanting to know the truth and the purpose for your existence and by being patient with people. Okay? You can also practice a little bit. For example, if you're sitting in a waiting room, waiting for something, to meet somebody, and you have a couple of moments where you can close your eyes and become aware of your hands. You can put your hand by your side, or you can have your hands in your lap, gently in your lap, or in prayer-like, fingertip to fingertip. You can become aware of them in that way. You know, if you're anywhere, if you're on a train or a bus or an airplane, anywhere you can practice the meditation, even if only for 30 seconds or 60 seconds. Okay? And then go out into the world and learn to have patience with other people. Thank you for listening to this meditation, and may it bring you joy, and may the peace of God be with you all.